Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall here for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah. Every day I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I've made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna change the world. Yes, I am.
Hi there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate you tuning in today. Man, I don't know about you, but I've had a good day. I would say an awesome day, actually. So that's a good thing. You know, we have to take those when we can get them. And so I'm excited about today's program, and hopefully you are as well. If you would like to be a part of the program and you're just tuning in, you can dial this number, 347-327-9316, and that will get you on the switchboard. I will tell you at this moment in time, we have several people that's ahead of you, but you can try, and I would love to talk with you. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll be taking your calls. Father and Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us, the blessings that we can see, the blessings that we can't see. Just because sometimes you're working behind the scenes for us. And sometimes we forget that and we get frustrated with things. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for working behind the scenes in our lives and moving us in the right direction. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask that you would just help me move completely out of the way and become the vessel that you always use on this program and that I'm so thankful for. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I turn my focus to the people that are listening to me live and archive. And I ask that you would just bless them in every area of their life, whatever area they need you in. You already know that they need you. You're just waiting for them to ask you for help. And so, Father, Mother, God, just give them the courage to step out there and to reach out to you and to the angels that will minister unto them. Father, Mother, God, I just ask right now that you would surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. And we pull a card for the show today. And it is shield yourself, protect yourself from harsh or fear-based energies by envisioning a cocoon of healing light surrounding you. We always talk about, you know, putting yourself in a bubble. That card is telling you the same thing. Put yourself in a bubble. Surround yourself with a white light. That's what we were doing just a minute ago. And, you know, we just have to continue to do that over and over. And right now, there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on our planet. It's like an emotional roller coaster right now. And so, you know, just buckle in. That's all I can tell you because it's going to be this way for a little bit. So it's going to be, you know, ups and downs. You know, maybe with yourself, you're having these highs and you're having the lows. And, you know, don't let fear get in there because fear, once it gets in, it can cripple you. And so you just have to step out there. You know, today I did something, to step out there and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to be crippled by fear. I'm not going to let fear hold me back. And so it's okay to have different emotions and things like that. But, you know, the one thing I always say on this program is don't drown in those emotions. You know, if you're feeling anger, you know, let it come up. You know, whoever you're angry at, let that come up. And then you can heal that and you can take care of that and you can move on. All right. Let's go ahead. Talking about moving on. Let's move on with some calls here. And Sharon, you're on air with me. 520.
Hi. Thank you.
No problem. How can I help you tonight?
Greg, a gentleman named Greg, who holds a prestigious position, I met with him toward the end of last year.
Okay.
And he said he was going to look for approval to fund a project I'm working on. And I know he's had the meeting with the people, with the committee meeting, but I haven't heard back, and he hasn't indicated whether the funding will go through. It was a small amount of funding. Do you see that being approved, or it's not going to happen?
I feel like it will happen. I just feel like that there's some delays here, but I do believe that it will happen, and you'll get the funding that you're looking for. But it's just going to be a little delayed right now. I don't know exactly what's holding it up. You know, there's just a lot of people involved in this. And so what I would do is just manifest this done and you know, see that funding for yourself.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Michael.
No problem.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you. I'm going to continue listening.
Okay, that's fine. All right. We'll talk to you
Thank
later.
You.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, because, you know, one thing I'm learning in my own life is divine timing. You know, I have a deck of cards that has that in there, and every time that I want things to move on, I'll do a reading for myself, and I'll get that divine timing card, and I'll go, how about my timing, you know? How about we do it in Michael's, you know, time? But it doesn't work that way, so Michael has to wait sometimes, and so, you know, that's one thing we just have to continue to, you know, trust spirit to move on our behalf. Let's go ahead and talk to 856. You're on air with me.
Hi.
Hi, could you say your name for me, please?
Laura.
Laura, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. How can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if you see me staying on at my job where I'm currently at through the end of the year, or do you see me leaving and going on to a different job, say, around the end of June?
I feel more that you're going to be that job's going to end in the summer, you know, and you're going to move on to something better and bigger, and something that you're more equipped to do. Not that you're not equipped to do what you're doing right now, but it is time for you to move on. And I would say it looks like to me maybe June, late June, early July.
Okay. Are you getting anything about that, specifically what it will be?
No, I don't have any what it exactly is going to be. I don't have that right now, so.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So let's go ahead and talk to 951. You're on air with me.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to know if you see Brad and me working things out and getting back together.
Okay, so you have a relationship that's hit some problems right now, is that correct?
Yeah, we're currently married but been separated for almost 2 years now.
Okay. So are you looking for finalization on this? Because I feel like that's coming. I don't know a timeline on this, but I feel like that, you know, this is going to finalize and you guys are going to move on in different directions, but it's going to be a positive thing for you.
Okay. Because I feel him coming back around, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that he's going to come around, so.
Yeah, I feel like that he'll be coming around a little bit and stuff like that. He doesn't want to let go, but, you know, there's a possibility that you could salvage a friendship out of this. But as far as me as a reader right now talking to you, I don't see this reconciling, you know. But
by
I could be
part.
Wrong. Yeah, yeah.
By my part, yeah.
Right.
I can feel that because like I said, I sense him a lot and I sense that he's going to come back. But
right.
I don't think that I want to, and I just want to prepare myself mentally for if he does.
Yeah,
come back.
Yeah. And I would just, you know, when you talk to him, I would just be clear and very precise on what you want. You know what I'm saying? You know,
okay.
don't lead him on, you know, in any way at all. You know, just let him know that, you know, that you're done with this and that you're ready to, you know, move on. And you can do it in a kind way. You don't have to do it in a harsh way because I've been on the, you know, the receiving end of, okay, it's over. So you can do that gently, because I don't see any reason why this should end, you know, in a very bad way. It can just end in a very peaceful way, and you guys can just move on. But he's going to want to hang on for a little bit, so just be aware of that, okay?
Well, because we have kids together, so I figured that
right.
Anything
yeah.
He doesn't want anything to do with me, just with the kids, but. Like I said, I really sense that he's going to try to come around and try to work things out with me. And,
right.
You know, you can forgive,
yeah.
But you can't forget, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like emotionally you've already moved on. You know, I just feel like that you're done with this. You know, yeah, with kids involved, you know, you guys are going to have to see each other every once in a while. But, you know, you can work that out. All right?
All righty. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk to Carol in California. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for my call.
No problem.
You sound good. Nice to talk to you. And
thanks.
A general reading would be great.
Okay. Let me grab my cards really quick here.
Okay.
Then one thing I'm excited about, something I just saw, my spirit guide just saw, like he showed me a door and he's kicking it open. It's like things have not been moving for you, like you're stagnated a little bit. Does that make any sense to you? And also you need to watch your emotions right now. I feel like your emotions are getting the best of you. Does that make any sense to you?
They have been, but right now I'm feeling very peaceful today and very good, so I'm hoping that I'm working on doing that. So, but, yeah, no, my emotions certainly can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I think we all can get drug into that emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like the doors are getting ready to open for you pretty quick, so you're going to be moving forward. One of the cards I pulled for you is Clear Yourself, and it says ask the angels to release any toxic energies that you may have absorbed. Does that make sense to you?
Sure, absolutely.
Because I feel like that there's a lot of people that emotionally drain you. It's like you're around them, and maybe you're aware of it, maybe you're not aware of it, but you just, after you leave them, you're just like tired and worn out.
Right.
So you just have to watch that, the toxic energies that you might be around.
I think it's because I've been dealing with insurance companies. I was on the phone with them with this new Obamacare and everything. It's crazy. And I was on the phone for like 5 hours between two companies. And it's afterwards I'm just going, you know, God, I give it to you. Take it.
Yeah.
You tell me what to do.
Because you were talking about that, and I pulled a card that says, have you asked your angels for help? And you have. So that's a plus. Yeah, because I don't know what I would do without my angels, you know, because I'd be
absolutely not. If we, as you said, if we step aside and allow them to bring the answers to us and focus it on it being everything going easily and effortlessly, it just makes it so much easier than trying to control everything. Yeah.
Right. To get in that divine flow, and sometimes that's a little hard to do, but we have to just keep, we just have to keep doing that. So,
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Well, does it look like the thing's going to work out with you? I'm not going to even ask that. Of course it's going to work out. That's what I'm going to intend.
Yeah, just you have to manifest that. And you have to, and you're very intuitive yourself, so listen to that intuition inside of yourself.
Right.
You know, one thing about the show that I try to do is I try to empower people, saying, hey, you know, that you can do this. You don't need, you know, an outside person. You are very capable of dealing with any of the issues that you're facing, because the same spirit that's in you is the same spirit that's within me, and we can conquer anything with that. So
you're absolutely right. Thank you so much. Okay, blessings.
No problem. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let me give you our call-in number. I will tell you I have several callers ahead, but you can try to get in, 347-327-9316. I also will tell you that our phone lines usually open 15 minutes before the show, so you can get in the queue early. So I just saw a person pop up on my switchboard I haven't seen for a while and was thinking about them just a few seconds ago. So that must have drawn them to the show. So let's go ahead and talk to Trish. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
You did. Thank you.
How can I help you?
My question is, I was looking for a little insight around a job change.
Okay. Have you been at your current job for a while, or are you working right now?
My current job, I've been there almost a year.
Okay. I really feel like that something else is coming up for you. I don't have about 2 or 3 months out here. So timelines can be tricky, but I'm going to go with about 2 to 3 months out. But also, have you been thinking about relocating? Why would I see relocation for you?
I'm relocating in May.
Okay. Because I kept seeing like boxes around you and stuff like that. So I was like, what is that? So I feel like that, as you know, as you move forward, things are going to be opening up for you job wise, and it's going to be something that you can really handle and something that you can actually go up to promotions and stuff like that. Good insurance. So
great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
No problem. And, you know, but I appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad I could help you tonight.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and 951, we're trying to get a hold of you. We're not sure if you want to talk or not. We've tried a couple of times, so you might want to blink your one and let us know that you're there, and that way we'll get you on. Thank you. All right. 630, you're on air with me.
Hi. I have a situation.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
A spiritual connection with somebody, and we think about each other all the time, but we don't talk to each other all the time. And recently we reconnected, and we seem to get along really well. And then something happens where, like, he just kind of dropped off. So I'm trying to figure out what his intentions are, or what does he feel about me? I don't understand why everything goes well and then it drops off.
Okay. I feel like he gets cold feet. My spirit guide's funny, and he was showing me feet like in ice cubes. And so I think he gets cold feet, and, you know, I really feel like he cares about you, but he has a very hard time of committing to this relationship the way that you're committed. Does that make sense? It just feels like you're more involved in this at the moment. But I feel like that, you know, in the long run, I feel like you guys will get together. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
Will it be a lasting or just kind of a fling type of thing?
No, I feel like it would be lasting. Actually, I feel like that this is like a past life reconnection that's trying to reconnect here. So I would continue, you know, trying with this relationship. You know, there's going to be a point where you might get really tired, but, you know, you're just going to have to just keep on believing that spirit will work this out, because I do see you guys getting together. I just cannot see when that happens.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No problem. You're welcome. All right. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good night. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I can't complain. I'm good tonight. How can I help you? Hopefully you're good as well. So,
yeah, good. Okay. Just wondering if you could scan my chakra for me.
Okay. It was funny. I pulled a card a minute ago that was talking about chakras. So let me look at your chakras really close. Okay. I'm getting like your throat chakra is closed a little bit. Are you expressing yourself the way you want to express yourself? Because I feel like that you're not expressing yourself about something on a personal level that you need to be more clear about. Does that make any sense to you? Communication?
Mm-hmm.
Or? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Your heart chakra. Same thing, it's a little closed because you're not expressing your whole heart, what you're really feeling. So your solar plexus are pretty much messed up at the moment, just emotional chaos going on in there. You can easily help, you know, yourself. You can clear those and get them operating again. But the one that I want to keep going back to is you just need to voice yourself and, you know, not to be afraid of any, thing like that. Don't be afraid to always express how you feel. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right. You hang in there, okay? Are you feeling okay physically? Why would I see a physical issue? Have you been feeling okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's good. Just keep doing that, but you might just pay attention over the weekend. You might be getting ready to pick up a cold or something. Be sure that you wash your hands very good and stuff like that, because I saw something popping up over the weekend, so you might just be aware of that, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. If you would like to be a part of the show, I still have several people ahead of you, but the call-in number is 347-327-9316. You can also, by chance, you might also want to go check out my website. It's www.insightswithmichael.net. It's www.insightswithmichael.net. And you can set up full readings over there. And I do have time to do readings over the weekend. You might just think about it, okay? Also, if you would like to make a donation to this program, you can always do that by going to this website, www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and right there on the front page, you can make a donation. And any amount would be great. And it would help us continue to move forward and to continue to pay for the show. It costs like $40 a month to be on, and so need your help sometimes, all right? Let's go ahead and talk to, let's see where I'm at. Darlene, hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Yes, this is Darlene.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi. Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, what did you see for me as far as my finances and my love life?
Okay. Your financial situation is a little tight right now because...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you working at the moment or looking for work?
No, I'm working, but it just seems like bills are just coming from everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm trying to pay them, but it's like I'm not getting caught up in them.
Okay, yeah, and that's frustrating. You know, you're doing the best you can right now. I feel like that there's going to be like a raise or something that comes your way. Looks like next month. And that's going to help your financial situation as well. Because anytime that we have financial burdens, that's just burdens, and it just holds us down, and we get very frustrated because, you know, the bills keep piling up and you don't have the money and you're going, okay, I've squeezed every little penny I can, and you know, we're still not meeting this. But your financial situation does look like it starts improving next month and going forward and the rest of the year. Things should be picking up for you financially. On a romantic side, I don't really see anything popping up for you right now. I just feel like that spirit wants you to focus on yourself a little bit. There's a possibility of somebody coming in maybe at the last part of the year, early into 2015. I would see something more on a romantic side in 2015. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Let's go ahead and let's go to 301. You're on air.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
I would like to understand a little bit, hopefully you can give me some insight into the relationship I have with my siblings, my brother and my sister.
Okay.
I know I'm a little bit out there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so things are not good right now with your brothers and sisters, or?
Well, I'm the oddball in the family, and I know they're not my spiritual family, so although they are my brother and my sister, I don't feel close to them. So, like, what's my purpose? How am I going to react to them? Or, you know, is there anything there I should be aware of?
Yeah, I feel like that, you know, those relationships, I keep getting more your sister. Do you have more than one sister?
No, just the one sister.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it, the relationship.
Yeah, it's almost like it's non-existent at times. Does that make sense to you? I feel when you're talking about your family, I feel this big distance.
Mm-hmm.
I feel this big distance between you guys. But I feel like with your sister, I feel like that relationship will get better as you go on more into this year. I feel like towards the end of the year, something is going to pull you guys together. I don't know what that is. I don't see it being something bad. I see it being something good. you know, because the one thing that needs to happen is communication. You guys just don't communicate. I mean, I have a brother and a sister too, and I'm not really close to them because I'm on a different spiritual level. And that's one thing with you. You're on a different spiritual level. Does that make sense to you? You're on a higher vibration.
Yeah.
You're on a higher,
definitely.
You're on a higher vibration than them. That doesn't mean anything bad about them. It just means that they're just not at that place right now. That doesn't mean they can't reach that. It just means that they're not there right now. And so I would just keep vibrating and just shining your light as much as possible with them. And, you know, I wouldn't get hung up in the drama, you know, because every family, I don't know what family doesn't have drama. Don't get caught up in the drama. Because you're very intuitive, I'm sure you're aware of that. I would just keep moving on your own spiritual path, and let's, you know, just tell spirit that you would want, you know, a closer relationship with them. But I really feel like that your sister towards about May is really going to be needing you for some reason, and she's going to reach out to you. So, you know, just be there when she does, okay?
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you, Michael.
All right. I appreciate you calling in tonight. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And I appreciate you using your gift. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go ahead. And if I can see my switchboard here, let's go ahead with Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Can you just hold on for just a second? I need to take a drink of water and then I'll talk to you, okay? All right. Yeah, that's better. How can I help?
Hello?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Okay. I recently connected again with somebody that I used to have a relationship with.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering where you see his feelings and his intentions.
Okay. Could you say your first name out loud for me, please? Just
yes.
So I can tap into you. Crystal. Okay, thank you, Crystal. And could I have the first initial of the person's name? I don't want his whole name. Okay.
Jay?
Okay, thank you. I'm going to be honest with you, and that's the best thing I can do. I just don't see this going anywhere, and I'm really sorry that I have to say that. I don't know exactly why it keeps when I'm looking at this relationship, it keeps hitting a wall and just not going anywhere. You know, if you move on and that's your choice, you know, there would be somebody else coming into your path, you know, later on in the year. But as far as this relationship goes, and like I said, I'm really sorry I had to tell you, I just don't see it going anywhere.
No, that's okay. I guess I just wonder his intentions as far as, like, why he always comes back. He just doesn't seem to go away.
It's almost like he's a boomerang. Have you ever, you know, he goes out and then he flies right back to you, and that keeps you on this emotional roller coaster. It's like a boomerang effect is what I keep seeing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah, and the one thing that Spirit really wants you to work on, Crystal, is yourself right now. So, you know, I would take this time to really look at myself and you know, be sure I had all my ducks in a row and all that kind of stuff. And you're a very good person. I can feel that in your energy field. And you know, you're going to have somebody in your life down the line. I just don't see this relationship being that a permanent relationship for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to another. Now, this is very interesting. I had two crystals back-to-back. So let's say hi to the one in Texas now. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Crystal.
I know.
And thank you. I was calling to ask a question about... basically, I had a dream that an old classmate gave me a big diamond ring, and I didn't know why because I'm married already, and I don't talk to this classmate at all. And so I'm thinking that it's something to do with a job that I really wanted, that I really want, that I'm, I applied for, because the next morning an ex-coworker texted me and stated that they were going to rehire, they're going to hire, and he was a classmate. He was in that training class with me.
Okay.
But he wasn't his person. I just want to know, is that job, because I've been laid off and since 2009, and I haven't, you know, gotten that permanent position.
Right.
And I've just tried to clean up my financial house. I've been cleaning it up.
Right.
As best possible to get my credit back. And I just want to know, if is it time for me to move forward, because I'm ready to move forward. I nurtured everybody. Now it's like I'm ready to nurture myself and build myself
right.
up.
Yeah, and take care of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that you definitely are going to get that job. You know, I feel that more than I felt anything else. And there was just this tingly sensation that came around me when I was when you were talking about this job. So, you know, I would just see yourself working there. Just manifest that job. You know, draw that thing to you. I can't give you a timeline on when this is going to happen. But I feel like that, you know, you are cleaning up things. You are taking care of business, and you're doing the best you can. And Spirit sees that, and it's going to reward you. And that's what I really feel like with the ring thing, which you interpreted the same way, you know, that it was offering you something, you know, offering you a job. And so I see that really happening for you. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now here is Holly. Hi, Holly.
It's been 2 months or more.
I know. Where have you been?
I couldn't find you. I thought you stopped doing shows.
Nope, I'm still doing shows. We did have some problems for a while with the show, so but we're back and we're going forward, so... How are you? How can I help? I think we said that about the same time. But I'm good. I can't
okay.
complain. Yeah.
I guess I'll do the job question. Am I going to be an apartment manager again, or should I do something else?
I feel like that there's an apartment job coming your way. I don't see you there for a long time, but I do feel like that. You're going to be back in that line of work for a little bit. And then something else is coming into your path. Looks like about the end of the year. As you go into 2015, I feel like that a brand new opportunity is going to be coming your way. That doesn't have to do with, you know, running an apartment complex or anything like that. It'd be a whole different line of work for you.
Can I ask when I'll do the apartment? Because I just have a temporary job part-time right now.
I'm going to say by June.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No
it's
problem.
It's so good to hear your voice.
I know. It's good to hear your voice. I was thinking about you earlier when we started the show. I was like, I haven't talked to Holly for a long time. I wonder where she is. So.
And I just found you on Twitter, because I don't really do Twitter, and I was
right.
looking all over the computer for you today,
right?
And then I found you on Twitter.
Yeah, so see, it pays off to follow me on Twitter, so you found me. So
yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you calling in tonight.
All right, have a great night.
You too. All right, bye-bye, Holly.
Bye.
All right, let's go to 951. Oh, hold on. Everybody jumped. 951. There you go. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Good. I wanted to see if you can tell me what you see coming up for my love life.
Okay. Have you just got out of a relationship?
Probably about 4 to 5 months ago.
Okay. All right. Spirit says that you need to take some time to heal, but I also see somebody popping back into your path It looks like as you get ready to go into summer, it looks like around June, July, where somebody pops in and stuff. But right now, you need to really focus on you and yourself at the moment. Does that make any sense? It just some healing needs to take place.
Yeah, I have been focusing on myself. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would continue doing that, but to answer your question, is somebody coming in? I'd say around June or July.
Okay. Do you get that as a short-term relationship or a long-term relationship? Is there anything you pick up about the person?
Yeah. Let me see about this. Let me slow down for just a second and let me focus. I feel like there's going to be like two almost back to back. There's going to be a short one, you know, like until like the one that comes in June or July. I feel like that goes till about the end of the year, and then that one ends. And then as you go into 2015 more looks like a permanent relationship for you. But, you know, it's fun to get to know people and enjoy people and stuff like that. So just have fun.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Right now, we have open lines. Well, I have one more caller, but so if you want to call in, this would be the time to call in. It is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose, the person that everybody talked to before you talked to me. Hi, Rose.
That's so funny. Hi,
Michael. How can I help?
I'd like to know, please, if I should be concerned about this roommate stuff, or I don't know.
I feel like that you're going into a place of fear, and that's never a good place to go. I believe that it's going to take care of itself. You know, the other persons that are involved in this, and we won't go into a lot of detail, but the people that are involved in this, you know, I don't think is going to put up with this too much longer. The other male that's in that house, I don't feel like that he's going to put up with this. And he's going to draw up a line, and the other person is going to cross that line, and then that's going to be it. I feel like that other person will be out of there. I'm going to say by the end of May, I don't see that person in there. So.
Okay, but you see everything being safe there, because that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, let me look at this pretty close, really quick here. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second, Rose. Okay. So. I don't see any really safety issues. I mean, I think the other person's bizarre, stuff that they're doing is just to get attention. So, but I don't really see anything dangerous. I looked a couple of times at this, and I don't. And earlier when you talked to me about this, you know, off air, I looked at it, and I don't see anything that would put anybody in any danger. So.
Okay, good. Thank you. Because that, you know, that's where my concern is. And of course, you know, right away I'm sending Archangel Michael over there. And
right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, he's just, I don't know, just acting bizarre at the moment. You know, I feel like that there is some chemical influence.
That's what I think too. And I asked about that, and everybody was like, no, no. And I'm like, I wouldn't dismiss that so quickly.
Yeah. I don't think you're getting the full picture. You're being just told certain things. You're not there. So yeah. So you know, and any kind of information once it's relayed to different people, it gets messed up a little bit. But I would be surprised if he was there in June. I feel like that he'll be moving on.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. That eased my mind some.
All right. You just take care of yourself. So, but, you know, when it's, you know, people that you know, it's hard, you know, to know what to do. But, you know, Archangel Michael will watch over everybody and nothing bad's going to happen. So, all right.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. All right, let's go ahead and talk to another person I haven't talked to for a while, Jean in Kansas. Hi.
Hi. Hi there.
I know.
So wonderful to hear your voice.
I know. It's good to hear you too. How can I help?
Well, I would like a general reading, please.
Okay. All right. All right. When I'm looking at you, I see a lot of chaos. Has there been a lot of chaos lately?
That's part of my life, yes.
Okay. Almost like the same old, same old.
Uh-huh.
Just like a merry-go-round almost. It just keeps coming back and keeps coming back, and you don't know how to deal with it.
Yes.
I would ask the angels to help you. I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards on this really quick and let me look at the cards as I pull them. Your heart chakra, the answer that you seek is in your heart right now. Be open to giving and receiving love. So the answer is in your heart, you know, and you're a good person. You have great energy. You know, I miss you because we used to talk all the time and we don't do that as much. But you have a big heart, and sometimes that big heart, people take advantage of that. Would that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much.
Yeah, you know, and right now somebody's not showing you the respect that you need. Does that make any sense, or am I off?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like you're not in control of your life. It's almost like somebody else is controlling, you know, pulling the strings, sort of. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, the best way you need to do is cut the strings.
That's a lot easier said than done.
I know. Yeah. I understand. You know, it is. But sometimes you have to put your foot down and say enough is enough. You know, and you've been here before, and so you're here again. It's almost like it's a circle, and you know, it just keeps rotating. So the only person that can stop the merry-go-round is you. I remember when I was a kid, I sort of liked merry-go-rounds, but I didn't because they would make me sick. But to stop, you have to drag your feet and to stop that thing. So that's what, you know, Steve and my spirit guide is showing me. You're on a merry-go-round, and it's just spinning out of control. And you just need to put a foot down and say, enough is enough. You know, and you can do it from a place of love, you know, your heart chakra. You know, you don't have to be mean. You don't have to, you know, cause problems. But you can just say, hey, you know what, I deserve respect. And, you know, and stuff, and I don't feel like I'm getting that right now. You know, the one thing that I would look at is your throat chakra. Your throat chakra doesn't look like it's open very well because you're not expressing what you need to express. You know, you're a lot of times you're biting your tongue, you know. It always goes away, And that's never a good thing, but I do feel like that things will be improving for you as you go into May. I really feel like that May is going to be that month where things really start opening up for you and changing for you in a positive way. And, you know, that's my only wish for you is that, you know, things start moving in a positive way for you. So, all right.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
I finally got, for the first time in several months, I've got an announcement that you're going to be on air before you were on air. I hadn't been receiving those.
Yeah.
So I'd missed you.
Yeah, and I don't know about those because I follow my own show, and I don't get any reminders that I'm on air. So,
oh, no.
You know, and yeah, so Blog Talk, you know, is a great resource, and we appreciate Blog Talk. But mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, getting those reminders out there, they just don't work very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've really missed you.
Well, I missed you too.
Conversations too.
Right. All right. Well, I'll have to call you sometime and catch up. So.
Please do.
All right, I will. All right.
Okay.
You have a good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Bye.
So, if you would like to be a part of the show, you can do that right now. You would get right in. We still have some time. 347-327-9316. We do have open phone lines for the first time tonight. So now you get to hear me talk. So I'm going to take a drink right now, so just hold on. Water does the body good. So, but let me just relax here and let spirit talk and see what happens. When we're talking, you still could call in. You know, don't be afraid to call in if you're feeling like you need to call in. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, people are listening and they go, oh my gosh, he's talking and I wanted to call in. And what do? You pick up your phone and you call me. Simple as that. But I want to talk to you again about fear. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff, like I said earlier, there's a lot of stuff going on our planet right now in a collective. You know, we're all connected by the same spirit. So when people are hurting over in Russia or in China or, you know, in, you know, Baghdad or wherever they might be, those things affect us, you know. And one thing that you know, I hate to admit, I've been watching the news a lot lately. And so, you know, the news isn't a bad thing, but it is if you get sucked in there. And, you know, and there's a lot of stuff right now that's going on. You know, we have a missing plane that, you know, has been missing for, you know, over a month now. And so, you know, there's just a whole bunch of stuff. You know, there was a stabbing, you know, with a young person. And you know, it's easy to look at the world and say, it's unsafe. It's not a good place. But there's a lot. The one thing that I hold on to is I hear good stories, you know. I hear people, you know, helping the homeless. You know, there was on, I can't think of her name right now, but she has a talk show on TV. And, you know, she was talking to a person that had a restaurant, and he closes his restaurant every Monday, I think it is, and opens it up for homeless people and feed them. So, you know, there's a lot of good going on our planet. You know, the news just focuses on the not so good stuff. And so, but there's a lot of good stuff going on our planet. So don't lose hope, you know, in mankind or and even on yourself, you know. Just be gentle with yourself right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Kate. And I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi, good evening.
How can I help you?
May I receive any message that you have from my spirit guides?
Okay. And your spirit guide keeps telling me that for you to be more bold. Does that make any sense to you? You need to...
Of course.
Yeah, you need to step out and just let your light shine. You got awesome energy. And your spirit guide just says, hey, you know what, I'm trying my best to get you to step out. And you just need to step out and just be yourself, because being yourself is all you can really do anyhow. So, but I really feel like your spirit guide is working with you like that. And also, your spirit guide, I don't know if you know anything about automatic writing. Do you know what that is?
I sure do.
Okay. Your spirit guide, some people do, some people don't. And I'm glad that you do. So it wants to really work through that. So you might try that, okay?
Sure will.
All right. Can I help you in any other way? I feel like there's another question there somewhere. Do you have another question? Or maybe let me pull a couple of cards here for you. So let's see what the cards have to say.
Okay.
So, all right, let's go ahead and pull a couple here. The one thing is shield yourself. It says at the bottom of the card, it says protect yourself from harsh or fear-based energies. I think we pulled this earlier by envisioning a cocoon of white light around you, healing light around you. Just shield yourself at the moment, from any, there's a lot of people that just have, they do like energy vampire stuff. They just suck the energy out of you. And so just shield yourself a little bit right now. Ear chakra is the next card. Notice messages that appear as sounds, music, and words from both external sources and within your mind. These messages are real answers to your prayer. So, you might have some ringing in your ear. You might be hearing whispers. Those are your spirit guides that are working with you. You have one main spirit guide, and then you have at least two other that are working with you right now on different areas of your life. I see a lot of healing taking place in your life right now. So you got some spirit guides that was a doctor at one time. So a lot of healing emotionally and physical. So a lot of stuff going on right now for you. Okay?
I have...
Yeah, go ahead.
Been curious about intimacy cords that may still be acting in a disruptive, confusing, negative way.
Okay. Yeah, you can.
Is that making sense in terms of past relationships?
Yeah, and I feel like that you need to cut some cords with that. And you can ask Archangel Michael to help you with that. He's really good about cutting emotional cords. I have some of those that I'm realizing that I need to cut myself. And we think we're done with that, but we don't really let go.
Exactly.
And then it just keeps popping up in our thing. We go, what? Because we're still stuck there. And so ask Archangel Michael to help you cut those cords, and he will definitely help you, okay?
I can do that. Do we have time to expand? Or do you need
No. We can stay online a little bit with you. I don't have any calls at the moment.
When you were speaking of fears and how we all affect one another, my daughter's father remarried. His wife has no desire, without ever having interacted with me, has enormous animosity, bitterness, anger, and I think in the vein of fear versus love, that everything that isn't love is based in fear.
Right.
So whilst I understand emotionally and empathically that she's coming from a place of fear,
right,
she is projecting so much Zillitol toward my daughter and myself.
Right.
And again, without any physical interaction at all, this is over an 8-year period.
Right.
You sense it from the distance. Is there something that we can do? I've used the pink bubble of love and and heart. Anything that I can be doing further to protect us?
Yeah, you can ask Archangel Michael. He's a protection angel, and ask him to you know, clear any negative energies that could be, you know, shot towards you. You know, because I do feel like that there's a psychic attack that's taking place, and I feel like it's from this person that you're talking about now. And just, you know, shield yourselves and just do the protection thing every day. You know, sometimes we forget to do it. You know, we get, you know, laxy-daisy a little bit, and we go, I don't have to worry about that today. And then all of a sudden we come under attack, and we go, okay, why am I feeling, you know, this right now? It's because we didn't put, you know, we don't ground. We don't put the white bubble around us, and we don't ask our angels to protect us. They're there to help you. But, you know, I would just not get caught up in the drama of this. I know that you're not doing anything, you know, to deserve this. You know, this is just on her part. And she's just really jealous of you. And so, but I wouldn't get caught up in it.
Well, there's nothing to get caught up in because there's zero communication physically.
Right.
And yet psychically,
yeah,
intuitively, you know. Again, it's absolute Villatrol.
Yeah.
I guess sending her love also.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would do that every day, you know, just send her love and light and you know, just keep doing that. You can't go wrong in love. So, all right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate talking to you.
Right. You also.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Yeah. If anybody want to get a full reading from me, you can go to www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. You can get hold of me by email at youareawakening@gmail.com. That's youareawakening@gmail.com. And you can make a donation to this program by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net and make a donation of any amount. And it would help us keep moving forward. Okay. Holly, I saw your thing up again. I don't know if you want to talk to me, so I'm going to go down here and say hi to you just in case you do. If you don't, that's okay as well. Oh, Holly went away. There she is. Okay. I lost you again. Hi, Holly.
I just pushed it because there's no callers. I hope that's okay.
Yeah. What how can I help?
Just, you know, my brother. If
okay.
He has any messages.
Yeah. Have you been feeling his presence around you very strongly?
Yeah, sometimes I do. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, because he's saying that you need to pay better attention.
Ooh.
Yeah,
to him or to something else?
To him, because he's definitely trying to communicate with you right now. You know, you know, the one thing that I would do, Holly, I mean, I'm a medium. I'm like a gate, you know, a bridge between this world and that world. But I really feel like that your brother doesn't want to use me as a bridge. He wants to communicate with you directly, and you can do this. You can do this by closing your eyes and just being quiet and don't expect anything. Just say, you know, if you want to talk to me, and I would direct this at your brother, you know, say, hey, you know, I haven't talked to you for a little bit, and just talk to your brother like you talked to me. And,
I've done it
a few
times.
Yeah, and it's a good feeling, isn't it, when you have that communication.
Yeah, and when I get, like, statements or phrases that I would never use, then I know I'm really doing it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and that's the way you have to do, so, all right?
He's not going to tell you anything?
He's not talking to me.
Oh, my God, okay.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, I can feel his presence around me, but he's not talking. He wants to talk directly to you. So,
okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling it.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Holly. All right. Oh. Let's close Holly's mic really quick, and before she says something, we don't want her to say on air. So, but because I didn't have your mic closed, Holly, so you were about to tell the world your secrets. So, but yeah. Let's go ahead and talk to Cindy. You're on air.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if you see, I have a house on the market for sale. I was wondering if you see things popping for me this year.
Yeah, that house should be sold by the end of summer.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, by the end of summer. I would say late July, early August on that. That was pretty clear, yeah. And that's a good thing. You don't want to be hanging on to something like that. You just want it to go away. So
I moved to another place, so I'm kind of anxious.
yeah. When you got two bills, that's hard. But I don't see you having to do it too much longer. Okay.
Oh, terrific.
There's somebody interested in that house, and so they're going to try to get you to lower a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would lower a little bit, but I wouldn't lower a whole lot on the price.
Okay.
I do feel like you're going to have to come down on the price a little bit.
Okay.
But, you know, I feel like that by the end of the summer, that house should sell.
Oh, terrific. That's good news.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
No problem. It was nice talking to you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's wait for a couple more calls. If you would like to call in, we are running down on time, so it is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this show is 347-327-9316. I'm going to do this, a mediumship thing. This is a suicide by hanging. If this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. Suicide by hanging. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. If you've already called in before and this is making sense to you, call me back. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Susie. Hi.
Hi, Michael. So happy to catch you on.
I know. I'm here hanging out. So how
yes,
can I help?
You are hanging out with us tonight. How's Angel?
She's good. She's at home. I'm somewhere else at the moment. So she's not jumping up and down and wanting stuff from me. So.
Oh.
But she's doing
That's
good.
That's cute. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you ever had a little kid, it's like when you get on the phone or something, they need your attention. So it's like, so how can I help?
I was just wondering, I'm going to be going to a mantra yoga class on Sunday evening. I wanted to see, I was hoping to connect with my friend Chad, and I was wondering if you feel that Chad will be there on Sunday.
Definitely yes.
Cool. Very, very good. Wonderful.
Yeah, he'll be there.
A lot of people have been asking me about him, and I'm like, no, I haven't heard from him. So if I could connect and see that he's doing well and...
Yeah, I feel like he might be a little late, but I feel like he'll be there.
Very good. That'd be good. See, him being there is better than, you know, not being there. So that's wonderful.
All right. I know.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
And I appreciate you being there. God bless.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Kimberly. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
Getting a little tired, but I'm still good. How can I help?
Yeah, I've been feeling a little lightheaded, and I want to make sure that it's something else and not pregnancy.
Okay, I don't see you pregnant, so okay. I think we can take that off the the list. Yeah. You do need to see a doctor, though. I'm not trying to scare you, but I am concerned. Okay, I would get it checked out, but I would be really surprised if you're pregnant. I don't see that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. So my switchboard, there we go. I have time to take another call. 347-327-9316 is a calling number. So, you know, the one relationship that you really need to work on, do you know what that is? Can anybody answer that question? The one relationship you should work on more than anything is what? You, yourself. Have a relationship with you. You know, I know it sounds like a little weird, don't it? But you need to just have a relationship with you. Get to know you. You know, I think a lot of times we're afraid if we start looking at ourselves really close what we're going to find. And I think that, you know, but the one thing that, you know, Spirit's been working with me on is really working on me, you know, being kind to me. What do I need? You know, and you know, the one time when you have families, sometimes you have kids that are drawing upon you and, you know, taking you that way or, you know, back and forth. You really need to have a relationship with Uno number one, you. And then you can have a relationship with everybody else. You got to love you before you can love anybody else. And so that is what we really need to do. So, okay, I feel like we're getting ready to end the show for tonight. We will not, what is tomorrow, Saturday? We will not be on air tomorrow. There's a possibility I'll be on air on Sunday, but I'm going to take tomorrow off. So we will not be on air tomorrow. Our regular schedule will be Monday. Okay, let me think where we are. Mondays and Fridays. I've been reading for a little bit, so give me a break here. Monday and Friday at 7 p.m. Central. Wednesdays and Saturdays we will be on at noon or 12 p.m. Central, okay? So that's when we're going to be on. We do have some guests that will be coming up, and I'll have some information about them on our website at www.spiritualtalk. I think I said a whole bunch of W's there. But spiritualtalkradio.net. We do have some upcoming guests that will be coming on next week with me. And then we do have another Connie that will be reading with me, I think, maybe next Saturday. So, good things ahead. So, we'll just have to keep looking forward to that. All right. Rose, can you do me a favor real quick and check 780 for me? So, and you might check Connie for me, too. I'm not sure if she wants to talk again or stuff like that. So, all right. The other thing that wants to talk to you is your spirit guide. We'll probably do a show on spirit guides pretty soon down the line here. But your spirit guides want to talk to you and have a relationship with you and get to know you and all that good stuff. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Lynn, and I believe that Lynn is going to be my last call of the night. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are
saved
you?
The best, we saved the best for last, so
how can I
help?
I was just listening to the show. I was wondering if there would be any messages from anyone that's passed over.
Okay, let me tap into that energy, because that takes a different energy for me.
Okay.
So I want to be quiet for just a second, Lynn, so don't think I hung up on you. I'm just going to be quiet for a minute.
Okay,
is your father on the other side?
My father-in-law?
Your father, your dad?
No.
Okay. So there would be a father-in-law on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. Were you guys close?
Not really, but...
I'm not getting that. Yeah. And I'm a little tired. I've been reading for a little bit, so my batteries are draining out.
Actually, he is the one that I wanted to get a message from. I'm wondering... if he's aware of the situation that's happening in our family with his sons.
Yeah, he's aware of it and he's working on it. And he says not to get really caught up in it, but he's definitely working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Maybe. Well, okay. I guess so. Like if he is, that's good.
Yeah. Because it's just got out of hand. It just started out with a little thing, and now it's this big, huge, almost like an elephant that is setting on everybody and causing all this kind of problems. Does that make sense? Because I'm seeing this gigantic elephant in my mind's eye right now, just setting on this family, and nobody wants to talk about things.
They won't talk to each other, two brothers.
Yeah, they just don't want to talk about it because they think that they're both right.
Right, that's right, that's true.
and it's almost like rams hitting heads right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and so, but he's working on it, and I feel like that this should be resolved later on this year, where there's going to be more communication, and because this has just been blown out of proportion, and it shouldn't have gone this far.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. So.
Okay, so they'll eventually maybe be able to talk to each other again, or...
They're going to work through it, but it's going to take some time. It's not going to be like tomorrow because there's just been a lot of ugly things that have been said, and both of them are stubborn, bullheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How would he help on the other side?
Yeah, he's working on the other side to. You know, in their dreams, I feel like that a lot of times in their dreams, he's talking to them and will communicate with them through those and get this patched up. But like I said, it's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
It was nice talking
to
you. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so... it's been good to talk to everybody tonight. It's been a good show, and you guys made it that way. You know, it's called Spiritual Talk Radio for a reason, and without your calling in, I'd just be talking, which is not a bad thing. Sometimes I have a lot of good things to say. So, you know, sometimes we need to hear certain things. All right, we're going to go ahead and close out. I'm tired, so we're just going to say goodnight right now. But if you want to set up pool readings with me again, that website address is www.insightswithmichael.net. The show Website is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. So, all right, you guys have a good night, and you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Okay, Spirit just told me that we need to do something, and I want everybody to remember the families of the plane that is missing right now. You know, they think that they've honed in on black boxes and stuff like that, but you know, it's still missing, and there's still a lot of people, their loved ones. Can you imagine a month without knowing? You know, it's over a month now, and there's just a whole bunch of anguish. There's just a whole bunch of, you know, people pointing fingers at each other and a whole bunch of chaos going on. And so let's find the plane, you know, be in the ocean or whatever it might be. Let's find the plane and have some kind of resolution on this, some kind of closure, you know, because right now it's just back and forth and it's just messing with the families. So remember the families and everybody that's affected by this, because it's constantly on the news right now, and every day is a different thing, and I can imagine that the families are really suffering right now. So remember them in your prayers, and that would be grateful for that. So, all right, you guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you sometime in the near future. We'll be sure on our on Monday at 7 p.m. Central, but I might throw a show up on Sunday, so pay attention to that, and best way to do that is to follow us. You'll get reminders. We had a whole bunch of new people tonight, and I want to say thank you so much for choosing my show to listen to tonight, and there's a lot of shows on Blog Talk that you could listen to. I'm glad you chose this one, and hopefully I helped you tonight. And so you guys have a great night, and I'll talk to you again for sure on Monday. So have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
To be all I can be, I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
I can't. Permission to live passionate.
and free, I give myself.